With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Health Department has a budget of roughly $3 million and employs 24 people. It gets less than a third of its budget from the tax levy. The rest comes from grants and payment or reimbursements for services. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, proposed federal cuts could derail this public health infrastructure.
The Trump administration has proposed major cuts to budgets for the Department of Health and Human Services, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and National Institutes of Health. Oneida County Health Department Director Linda Conlon says the health department relies on grants from these federal agencies that go through the state to the local level.
Those federal cuts really impact us at the local level, whether we're talking about access to health care, whether we're talking about prevention or treatment. We're really going to probably see increases in our people that are the most vulnerable, increases in poor health outcomes. We're going to have sicker populations. We're going to have loss of productivity. And we are going to see an impact to our economy at the local level.
Then there are the more indirect cuts, like those to Medicaid and Medicare. Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates 52,000 people could lose their coverage under the changes that passed the House. Conlon says that can have a domino effect on our healthcare infrastructure.
And what happens when people lose their healthcare coverage is we end up with a strained health system. So hospitals and clinics could face rising uncompensated care costs, which could force service reductions or closures.
Her other major concern is cuts to preparedness grants, which help make sure the county is ready in the event of a natural disaster or another pandemic.
It would likely increase preventable harm during emergencies.
Conlon says she understands making cuts at the federal level, but wishes the process would take a closer look at how the cuts impact community, not just the bottom line. None of the proposed funding cuts have been finalized. The Senate now has the reconciliation bill with a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. The Trump administration Friday released a more detailed fiscal year 2026 budget, which Congress will begin to consider soon. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Langlade County Sheriff's Office is trying to find an apparent runaway. On Sunday morning, the Sheriff's Office received a report about 14-year-old Jacob Hutton in the Elton-Whitelake area of Langlade County. They don't want volunteers right now so they can keep their search efforts efficient. They do want to hear from anyone who may have seen the teenager. Jacob Hutton may be on a smaller black mountain bike. Contact the Langlade County Sheriff's Office with any information. More smoke from Canadian wildfires is expected to drop air quality in the region. The Wisconsin DNR and National Weather Service issued an alert that it started at midnight. Air quality could drop to the unhealthy to very unhealthy range. At these levels, everyone is encouraged to take precautions and avoid strenuous outdoor activities. A Merrill woman accused of trying to kill her autistic son by giving him multiple medications to force an overdose has pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness. Heather O'Neill made the plea in Lincoln County Court late last week. She faces felony counts for attempted homicide and recklessly endangering safety. The 55-year-old told officers she snapped after a violent outburst from the boy. The teen had a seizure and was hospitalized but survived. O'Neill was arrested on site and is being held on a $25,000 bond. A telephone scheduling conference will be held July 24th. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Postpartum depression may be more common than most people think. Those covered by Medicaid are at higher risk. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Two of every five mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision. feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only two states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
People may hear more jets flying over central Wisconsin the next 2 weeks. The 115th Fighter Wing says the 2025 Sentry North exercise is going on now through June 15th. F-35s, F-16s, and other military aircraft are scheduled to train between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. each day. Aircraft flying above 30,000 feet are authorized by the FAA to operate at supersonic speeds within the Volk Military Operating Area that can be heard at ground level. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.